Samuel chapter 3. The boy Samuel was serving God under Eli's direction. This was at a time when the revelation of God was merely heard or seen. When one of my youngest granddaughters wants to know something, she takes mom's cell phone and asks, "Alexa, what's the population of Houston?" Or a similar question. The phone, as well as some computers, has programs that recognize the voice. Samuel, who didn't own a smartphone, heard his name repeatedly but couldn't recognize the voice. Still, little Samuel's response was always exemplary. "Here I am." With all his faults, Eli gave him wise advice. His words are engraved in history. "Speak, Lord, that your servant heareth." Those were times of spiritual drought. They did not hear God's voice often. God speaks to young Samuel, and suddenly the roles are reversed. It is now the older priest Eli who asks young Samuel about God's oracle. Eli humbly receives the sad omen with the mettle of the strong in the midst of the gale. "Speak, Lord, to my soul. Make me understand your voice. My heart thirsts for your strong protection. Weak I am and afflicted. I need you, O God. You give me shelter from the atrocious storm. Make me, Lord, attentive always to your sweet voice. Make me dwell within the temple of my God, with clothed in your, with your light, that the world may see in me a constant and faithful witness of goodness here."